the Democrats really have their work cut out in terms of making sure that they hopefully find the sweet spot.
There's a lot of detail. There's going to be a lot of follow through on that. I believe I'm more qualified to do that.
Every time that she speaks those words, I want you to ask yourself, is she speaking to the truth of what's happening in our schools?
Hi there, WAMC News Director Ian Pickus here. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, it's debate season, nationally and in Northeast cities. Tuesday night, a dozen Democrats hoping to win the White House debated in a key swing state, Ohio. The fourth debate among the primary candidates comes with the Iowa caucus and New Hampshire primary looming in early 2020. Democrats must decide which candidate gives them the best chance to unseat President Donald Trump as he seeks a second term. Connecticut Congressman Joe Courtney, a Democrat from the 2nd House District, discussed the state of the race on the Congressional Corner with WAMC's Alan Chartok.
The results in 2018 showed that purple districts, red districts, did extraordinary transformations. And so, as we've discussed in the past, historic turnout, seats that Democrats in their wildest dreams never anticipated picking up in Oklahoma, Southern Virginia, Upper State Michigan, Central Pennsylvania, and certainly a lot of suburban districts in New York State, obviously, was another part of that story. That certainly, I think, is a pretty strong indicator that, particularly with independent voters, there was a shift away from supporting the president. Having said that, there's the economy for a lot of people looks better and feels better today than it did in 2016, and that always is a very powerful, following wind for an incumbent. And as I said, I think the Democrats really have their work cut out in terms of making sure that they hopefully find the sweet spot to keep the momentum that started in 2018.
Well, following up on that, when do you plan to make an endorsement of one of these candidates?
Now that my superdelegate status has been, greatly diminished with the new rules, I don't feel it's quite as urgent. And, frankly, I'm friends with a number of the folks that are still on the ballot and will be on the ballot in Iowa and New Hampshire. And I'm certainly in an agnostic state right now in terms of just, letting this thing play out. I don't think, frankly, endorsements, particularly now that superdelegates really don't count for much, is really going to be that much of a game changer for anybody.
So let me move across the border to Massachusetts. I know you have friendships. Markey versus Kennedy, any thoughts?
Yeah, I certainly know both gentlemen, and, we have a New England caucus, actually, which is a great group of members led by the dean, Richie Neal from Springfield, who convenes the group probably once every quarter, maybe twice a quarter, and certainly have worked with Joe Kennedy on a number of issues. He's a great member. I have to say, I just really have been so impressed with his focus on getting the work done. And that guy, let's face it, he could be on cable shows 24/7 he was so inclined. And he really has resisted that approach to things. And again, I think has really distinguished himself as really somebody that other members really admire for his work habits.
So am I hearing Kennedy?
I'm certainly somebody who believe in his approach to the job. And, Senator Markey, I think is obviously an experienced guy and an incumbent, but I don't think that in a state like Massachusetts that there's any risk of losing the seat. I think Joe has every right to run, and I think he'll be a formidable candidate.
That was Connecticut Congressman Joe Courtney from the 2nd House District speaking with WAMC's Alan Chartok. Well, the candidates for mayor of Amsterdam, New York debated Tuesday night for the first time. As WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard reports, the focus was on the Mohawk Valley city's dire financial situation.
Recently, the New York State Comptroller's Office listed Amsterdam as the most fiscally stressed city in the state. The budget was the main topic of conversation in the debate between Republican Mayor Mike Villa, who is seeking a second term, and challenger Michael Cinquanti, who is running on the Democratic, Green, Conservative, Working Families, and Independents lines. In the debate hosted and broadcast by local AM station WCSS, Villa asked the audience to consider where the city is now versus 4 years ago before he took office.
We inherited a disaster, and we effectively took action 26 days after taking office.
Villa spent time discussing how the city is awaiting a signature from Governor Andrew Cuomo on legislation to refinance the city's debt. He also mentioned the $35 million in grants the city has attracted during his term, including the $10 million in downtown revitalization initiative state funding. Cinquanti cast himself as a businessman with the managerial experience to right the city's finances.
There's a lot of improvements that need to be made in our city government. We need to run it more like a business.
Cinquanti's plan would be to look at each department for potential savings.
We would track each department's budget on a monthly basis instead of an annual basis. I would make sure that when variances existed in those monthly budgets, we attacked them at that point in time and didn't wait until the end of the year to do it.
Cinquanti did not give specifics on areas he thought he'd be able to cut, saying it would take a few months of his strategy to identify ways to trim the general fund budget. Villa defended the tax increases the city has seen in recent years and contends the city budget has already been cut to the bone. He said the only way to reduce the general fund budget would be to eliminate firefighters and police officers, which he is reluctant to do.
When you're talking layoffs or freezes or whatever, you're talking public safety.
Villa warned that without the city taking the steps it has, it could risk a state takeover. Looking to the future, Villa said his vision of Amsterdam includes more housing for medium-income earners. He pointed to the growth of businesses along the Route 5S corridor, including 475 potential jobs coming from a Dollar General distribution center.
We have to provide affordable workforce housing. It's imperative. It's the way we are going to grow our base. It's the way that Amsterdam is going to see a future.
Cinquanti addressed housing during a question on absentee landlords, saying he'd like to see the city take more steps to rehabilitate existing housing rather than demolition. Cinquanti has also advocated for a long-term master plan for the city.
I'd like to set up a system where we identify all of the properties, put them in a master plan, and use different solutions for different properties.
In addressing absentee landlords, Villa said the city is working with surrounding counties to review code violations and that an outside attorney was hired to handle code enforcement in court. In the end, Villa said over his first term, his administration has moved the city in the right direction.
The state does not give $10 million in DRI money to a city that's going in the wrong direction. I can guarantee you that. And you do not get national recognition for the best public space in America because you're going in the wrong direction.
Cinquanti cast himself as having the fiscal and managerial experience to be mayor.
You need to be able to manage the money once it gets here. Now, we've got $10 million in the DRI grant. It's going to be about $35 to $40 million to complete those projects. And there's a lot of detail. There's going to be a lot of follow-through on that. I believe I'm more qualified to do that.
Election Day is November 5th. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
Meantime, the candidates for mayor of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, debated education policy on Tuesday. WAMC Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes was there.
First-term Mayor Linda Tyer and challenger Melissa Mazzio of the City Council are running in the general election after September's preliminary vote halved the field. With just 3 weeks until Election Day, the pair appeared at Pittsfield High School at an event hosted by the Berkshire Educators Action Network to talk education.
Tonight, you're going to hear the mayor use some words such as dynamic, world-class, progressive, and vibrant. And every time that she speaks those words, I want you to ask yourself, is she speaking to the truth of what's happening in our schools?
At-large City Councilor Mazzio described the city's schools as in crisis, with scores of teachers leaving for neighboring districts and endemic violence that she tied to a larger trend of rising crime rates in Pittsfield.
So my vision as a mayor for the Pittsfield Public Schools is to make sure that every teacher feels supported and has the ability to teach to their craft. They're professionals. We need to lean on them and understand what they need to teach our children. Our students that are here, they need to feel supported. They need to feel safe.
One of the things that I think we ought to be able to do in this next term is, as mayor, I'd like to join the Joint Labor Management Committee so that I can be at the table for the conversations that are happening between the teachers and the administrators.
Tyre. She agreed the schools need to be a place where all students are supported and underscored her administration's investments in public safety and its pursuit of a Department of Justice grant for school safety.
What's hard about the Pittsfield Public Schools is that we have kids that come to our schools with all ranges of abilities and all kinds of personalities and all kinds of home lives. And so it's really a challenge for our teachers to be able to provide classroom support to a wide range of kids.
According to state data, student discipline rates during Tyre's first term range from a high of almost 8.5% in the 2015-2016 school year to a low of around 7.8% the following year. The most recent information from 2017 to 2018 was just over 8%. Comparatively, during her predecessor Dan Bianchi's tenure, discipline incidents were reported at over 11% of the total student body during the 2013-2014 school year. Since 2012, total enrollment in the Pittsfield Public Schools has declined from around 6,300 students to just under 5,700. Compared to state averages, the city schools are lagging slightly in English and mathematics, but more dramatically in science. Mazzio widened her criticism of Tyre's leadership in the schools to another county leader, District Attorney Andrea Harrington.
We took away a really great program that was very well received throughout the Berkshire County, the STRIVE program. People wrote letters to the editor how they would really miss the fact that we had this program. And the DA, who the mayor supports and it has ideals that align with her, has taken this program away and has now put in a diversion program. Well, no one knows what the diversion program is supposed to be doing, and what it's really doing, again, is it's causing a culture of leniency.
The DA's office tells WAMC it disputes Mazzio's comments on the STRIVE program and said that it has not ended it. It issued a statement saying that it, quote, prioritizes enhancing public safety through prevention, and that, quote, in April, some 200 area students attended the STRIVE Leadership Conference. It is a wonderful program to engage youth, and we look forward to next year's conference. To hear the full debate, including discussion of student and teacher retention, a vote Mazzio cast to cut hundreds of thousands of dollars from the school budget, and more, visit WAMC.org. The general election is November 5th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.
And that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.